Next patient is Stacy Epling. Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y, Stacy Epling, E-P-L-I-N-G. Epling. Date of birth is 10-10-65. Date of visit 6-1-23. Please make a copy for Brittany Newton, M.D.
Yeah. Halifax is always practice. It is for the business account. No, that's because I told them to send it to the house. It will get lost. Yes, always goes into the practice.
Continuing dictation on Stacy Epling. Chief complaint is chronic dyspnea and obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph is for the illness. This is a 57-year-old, extremely obese white female who has a history of obstructive sleep apnea. Also has had chronic leg edema and has diabetes and hypertension, and is presently not using the CPAP mask since she needs nasal pillows. For use of the CPAP machine, period. The patient has trouble ambulating and chronic back pain. She denies any chest pains and complaints of dyspnea with the minimal activity and wheezing. And has no significant coughing spells. The most recent chest X-ray done on October 31, 2022 showed mild vascular congestion. Next paragraph, the patient's past history has included history for congestive heart failure and history for obesity and hyperlipidemia, history of anemia and major depression with anxiety, history for migraines, and history for essential hypertension and chronic asthma and sinusitis. She has had osteoarthritis of the knees and glucose intolerance, and she's dependent on a wheelchair due to difficulty ambulating. The next other medical problems include chronic venous stasis, edema of lower extremities. With lymphedema. Next paragraph. Can you also mention the patient did have an episode of cellulitis of the legs that was treated in April of 23. Next paragraph. Oh, can you also mention surgery includes tonsillectomy remotely? Next paragraph. Habits: the patient does not smoke. No alcohol use. Next, allergies to sulfur drugs. Next, family history. Mother had hypertension and heart, and grandmother had heart disease. Father had diabetes mellitus and heart disease. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient complaints of shortness of breath, wheezing, coughing spells, heartburn, abdominal bloating, constipation, cell edema, and pain for extremities with joint pains. She has no cataracts or glaucoma. She does have sore throat and hoarseness, and she has leg edema and calf muscle pains. She has depression, anxiety, and joint pains. She has headaches and dizziness and a skin rash with itching. Next paragraph. Med list included aldactone 50 milligrams daily, Prozac 40 milligrams daily, Wellbutrin 300 milligrams daily, Advair Disc 500 by 51 puff BID, Bumex 2 milligrams BID, Albuterol Nebs 2.5 milligrams TID PRN, Mirapex 1 milligram tablet, 2 tablets such as Hydroxyzine 25 milligrams BID, and Tassilon Pearls PRN, Gabapentin 300 milligrams such as. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this, can you also mention methylphenidate, 20 milligrams QID. Next, physical exam, this extremely obese middle-aged female is alert, face was plethoric, mild peripheral edema, blood pressure 135 by 80, pulse is 102, respirations 20, temps 97.5, weight is 316, saturation 95, HE and ear norms, phallic pupils react when equal, tongue is moist, throat was clear, ears no inflammation, neck supple no bruise, a small venous distension, sitting upright, trachea midline, chest equal movements with decreased excursions and few bibasilar crackles with scattered expiratory views in the upper chest. Heart, the absence of irregular, so known as to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, with no organomegaly or masses. Extremities, edema, 2 plus, and decreased peripheral pulses. Redness of the skin of the lower extremities, lymphedema of the lower extremities, and tenderness in the lower extremities below the knees. Neurologically, she moves all her extremities with 1 plus reflexes. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin was dry and warm. And she has an abrasion in the right upper arm, redness, The patient is alert and oriented and cooperative. Next paragraph, impression number one, obstructive sleep apnea. Number two, CHF. And number three is hypertension. Number four is obstructive sleep apnea. And number six is history of cellulitis. Number six is restless leg syndrome. And number seven is depression and anxiety. Next paragraph, plan. The patient was counseled about weight loss. She will use her CPAP mask nightly, and nasal pillows will be ordered for use with the CPAP machine. We will also get a copy of her polysomnographic study, and a chest x-ray was ordered, PA and lateral. Complete pulmonary function studies were ordered with lung volumes, and the patient will be advised to come back for a follow-up visit in 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. She will continue using the diuretic therapy as prescribed. Thank you, Dr. Newton, for this consultation. Copy for Brittany Newton, BRITTANY Newton, NEWTON. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.